I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, the Mono County Board of Supervisors has officially adopted the fiscal year 2025-26 final budget, approving a comprehensive plan that allocates resources to fund county operations and address key community priorities. The budget was adopted at the board's meeting last week. The adopted budget total is $174.6 million in expenditures, balanced with $143.2 million in revenue and $31.4 million fund balance. The general fund, which supports day-to-day county services, totals $65.8 million, representing a $9.99 million increase over the prior year. This increase is supported by an $11.8 million carryover from the previous fiscal year. In addition to funding ongoing county operations, the board has made strategic allocations to several emerging priorities, including the Bridgeport Jail Project, the Levining Public Utility District, Veteran Services, the Raising a Reader Program, and Emergency Medical Service Cost Share. The remaining fund balance has been set aside under contingency to provide fiscal flexibility and to act as a safeguard against potential federal funding reductions. I am incredibly proud of the hard work and collaboration that went into this budget, said Linda Salcido, chair of the Board of Supervisors District 5. It reflects our commitment to maintaining essential services for our residents while also investing in critical projects that will enhance our community's well-being and future. Budget Officer Stephanie Trujillo commented, "This budget demonstrates a thoughtful and balanced approach to our county's financial health. We have carefully planned to meet current needs while also preparing for future challenges and opportunities, ensuring fiscal stability for Mono County." You can visit our website at sierrawave.net and find the article, "Mono County Board of Supervisors Adopts Fiscal 2025-26 Final Budget," and find a link for the full budget and information on that page. While many community groups have experienced declining membership in recent years, but in 2025-26, Bishop Lions President Carol Wade is taking membership seriously and in a growing direction. Taking advantage of the recent visitation tour by 2025-2026 Nevada California District 46 Lion Governor Paul Silva and his second-in-command, First Vice District Governor Terry Rhubarb, Lion President Carol helped induct new members John Marco and John Allen into the prideful Lions of Bishop. Both newbies are younger than the average Bishop Lion age level and make for a younger Bishop Lion future. New Lion John Allen said he joined to work and build and mentioned the past Bishop Lion handicap ramp program, which is now on hiatus due to government building code and safety constraints. New Lion John Marco said he wanted to help local Lions in a way possible, including working at the Lion food booth at the Tri-County Fairgrounds with cooking hot dogs, hamburgers, and cheeseburgers, and the semi-world-famous corn dogs. Well, congratulations on being new members. Both of those new members may be showcased coming this next weekend at the Sunday portion of the Mill Pond Music Festival, where Bishop Lions will serve their almost world-famous all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Thank you, Stan Smith, for sending us this information. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, for nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.